So how did the idea of plate tectonics come up? If these plates move so slowly that we as humans don't really recognize that motion, what made somebody decide that they hadn't been in the same place they're in today? Where did this idea even come from? Alfred Wegener was the geologist who first proposed the idea of what's called continental drift. And he came up with this idea because he just was looking at a globe and said, huh, that's kind of weird. It looks like if you moved Africa over, it fits perfectly up against South America and North America, kind of like pieces of a puzzle. So, based on this puzzle-fitting picture that Alfred Wegener had in his head, he proposed the idea that continents had actually moved through time, and they didn't stay stationary, and therefore, the way they're arranged today isn't the way that they've been through time. Now, the problem was, he had some good data to fit the continents together. For example, you could line up mountain ranges on one continent that seemed to run right onto the next continent if you shoved them all back together again. There were also fossils of land animals, the same animal that showed up in South America and in Africa, and it was pretty clear this critter could not swim across the Atlantic Ocean, as wide as it is today, which also seemed to imply that Africa and South America had fitted together at some point, so those critters could just roam freely back and forth. The problem was, Alfred Wegener could not come up with a good reason, a good mechanism, for the continents to move. And so, the vast majority of geoscientists at the time didn't think his idea was a very good one, and some of them probably thought he was crazy. But this was the very first idea, the twinkling of an eye, of plate tectonic theory. So, when we think about plate tectonic theory, we've got this idea that big, enormous chunks of crust are moving around on top of the weaker and plastic asthenosphere. So now the asthenosphere is the layer below the crust, below the lithosphere, where we have a little bit of decompression melting going on. We have higher temperatures, a little bit higher pressures, but it's acting as a plastic. It's kind of that peanut butter and jelly in this peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Another idea that comes from this idea of lithospheric plates interacting with one another is if they're big, strong pieces of rock, then they should only deform where they interact. So, for example, if you have two plates collide, then we should see crumpling and damage just right along the edges of the plates and not into the interior. So the interior of your plate should stay pretty much unbroken and unfolded and flat and lovely, kind of like the Great Plains of North America.